Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
There's no one.
Anybody in here dependent on Jesus? I mean, like, totally dependent on Jesus. And there's no point without him. It's a waste of time without him, right? Yeah. Feel free to sing with us. The song is simple. It says,
tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. Can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. No, I can't live without you. So here's my heart, here's my mind. I give you my soul, Lord. I need you to take control. 'Cause I tried it on, tried it on my own, but what I found is I can't make it. So tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you, Lord. I can't live without you. And Lord, I'm desperate tonight. I can't live without you. And I can't move without you, no. Oh, but I can't even breathe without you. But where would we be without you? Oh, where would we be without you? Lord, where would we be without you? Lord, I'm a lost cause without you. I can't even breathe without you, Lord. I can't even think without you, Lord. There's no need. Oh, so glad. What can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Come on, let's sing out. Say, tell me, what can I do? I can't live. Oh, oh, I can't live. Come on, sing it out and say, whoa, oh, 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 oh. Lord, we're crying out from our hearts, 'cause we need you today. Oh,
I haven't really made this public, but I think I'm supposed to tonight. I've been battling with some illness in my body for about a year. We didn't know what was going on. And I went to the doctor 2 weeks ago and took some tests, and they saw something near my spine, and they ordered some MRIs.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Apostle-elect Donnell Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God is what we do on a day-to-day basis. We thank God for you all that are listening in and partnering up with us on this morning. We're just excited about what the Lord has to say on this morning. We're just excited about what the Lord has to say on this morning, and we're just happy, glad that you guys decided to connect with us and come on board and be a part of what God is doing in this time and in this hour with the Worldwide Gospel Connection. You're tuned in to our Testimony Tuesday portion of the broadcast on this morning. I cannot forget to introduce as well none other than my co-host, not just in the broadcast, but my co-host in life, none other than Pastor-elect Kashima Douglas is here with me as well. Thank you so very much for all that you do, sweetheart. We appreciate you. We love you. We thank God for you. And we thank God for you praying and covering us as your husband. Amen. Listen, guys, again, as always, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your continued support. Those of you all that are listening in via the World Wide Web, you guys would like to come in and be a part of the conversation on this morning, please feel free to go to that telephone number. It's 563-999-3628. That number again is 563-999-3628. Press 1 for prayer or just to speak with the host. Or if you guys just want to share your testimony or you just want to tell us how the broadcast is blessing you, or you want to just share your share a moment that God has gave you, that aha moment, we would be glad to let you guys come on in and to share your testimony on this Testimony Tuesday along with us on this morning. Listen, we cannot go any further without going into our portion of the broadcast where we do our effectual fervent prayer, and then we also go into our daily scripture. So allow me, if you would, to just lend me your hearts a moment as we pray and speak with our Father. Gracious and eternal God, we thank you for just this opportunity to come before your presence, Father God. God, we pray today that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Father, we ask that you look down on these, your few handmaid servants, God, that are under the sound of your great voice. Father, we ask that you would speak life. We ask that you would speak hope. We ask that you would speak joy. We ask that you would speak strength. We ask that you would speak a recovery and an influx of power into them even now, God, as they're under the sound of our voices, God, creating them a clean heart and a right spirit. God, if there's anything that we have done, said, or places that we have operated, Father God, that we should not have operated in, God. God, we pray for forgiveness on this morning. God, we ask that you would forgive us of our sins and heal our land. God, as we turn our backs on the thing that the enemy has had us captive by, we turn our back on the thing that where we stumbled at, God. We pray on today, God, that all things be made well, God, within us and within what we're doing. God, we understand and know that all things work together for the good of him who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. And his purpose is made manifest and made perfect in us. And for that, God, we thank you. Father, we pray for the ones that are under the sound of our voices. God, whether it be the noisome pestilence speaking in their ear, whether it be the sin that's over their heart, whether it be, Lord God, just the wiles of life. Father, we pray today, God. We pray today, God. God, that you would remove all of those things, God, that is conflicting with the word that's speaking, that's going to be spoke today. Give them strength, give them wisdom, give them power. God, that they'll be able to stand and withstand in the test of time, that they know that all things will work together for their good. Only thing they have to do is trust in the Lord and with all their heart and lean not to their own understanding in all their ways. Acknowledge you, and you will direct their path. And for that, Father, we give your name praise, glory, honor, and we say take dominion over this place right now. In Jesus' mighty and rich and infallible name we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen. We want to make sure we also acknowledge all of those great countries that are listening in. We thank you, 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 we thank you for your continued support. God bless you. We love you. We ask that you guys continue to share the broadcast, continue to share your experience, continue to make that phone number available to those that would like to call in and to share with us, and those that would like to call in and to be a part of the broadcast and be a part of what God is saying and what God is doing in this hour. We're just happy, glad that God has made a way and opened up a way that we're able to walk into that place, that we can walk in and say that God is and God shall be and God shall always be the glory. Amen. Amen. Listen, guys, as we go in today's broadcast, we want to make sure that we acknowledge those countries that are listening in. And again, we thank you so very much for continuing to be a part of it. We have the United States, we have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Zimbabwe, we have Nigeria, we have South Africa, we have Ghana, we have Kenya, we have Jamaica, we have Germany, we have Russia, we have Bulgaria, we have Hong Kong, China. We have Mexico, and we also have the United Kingdom. And we thank God for all of you all that are listening in and how this broadcast has stretched across the globe in this past year. We've only been on the broadcast for a year, and we're now live in 15 countries, and we thank you for your continued support. All of our great countries, all of our great missionaries that are out doing this work, those of you all that are out with your hand that's to the plow and you have not lifted your hand, you are continually in this fight. You're continually in this journey. You're continually in this this push and this drive to make this thing go forth and go where it, go into the highways and the hedges and compelling the men to come. We thank you for your continued support in that area. And we ask that you would continue to support, continue to support, continue to support. We're just excited about what God is doing and what God is saying. And we would love for you guys to continue to support us, continue to let us know that we're doing a great job, and let us know that we're continually, we're blessing you guys. Amen. Amen. Now, guys, listen, we're going to go into a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. Remember, guys, you're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
I haven't really made this public, but I think I'm supposed to tonight. I've been battling with some illness in my body for about a year. We didn't know what was going on. And I went to the doctor 2 weeks ago and took some tests, and they saw something near my spine. And they ordered some MRIs, and the MRIs came back conclusive that there are two masses in my body right now near my spine. And I came here tonight because I needed the devil to know that nothing you throw at this family, from trying to give my wife cancer last year, to trying to take my son out last year, to trying to give my daughter pneumonia and take her out, not one thing he can do is going to prosper. It did not say the weapons wouldn't hurt, it just say they wouldn't prosper. Now, I am not as athletic as Ty. He got a six pack. I got a 40 ounce. But I came here tonight, since the miracle started last night and the lady got healed from lupus, I realized that I'm not just here to preach to y'all. I need to declare right now that the doctor's report saw something, but as of tonight, I just need them to know, he turned it!
Restore the peace of mind. Here we go, come on. Here we go, come on. Here we go, come on. Now we're out. a strength beyond your imagination. Psalm 18 and 29, for thee I have run through truth, and by my God I have leaped over walls. Listen, it was there for, I was watching, you know, there's not much you can watch in the television when you travel because, you know, the stations are limited. So I was watching, you know, the Derby in England, the Derby, and those horses, how they leaped over those obstacles. And then each time they jump, the thing goes higher. And then the wall goes higher. And a trained horse would what? Leap over it without knocking it down. Jesus have mercy. When the Lord strengthens you, you start leaping. You're supposed to be out of your mind. You're supposed to walk in here depressed. You're supposed to feel inept. You're supposed to feel stupid. You're supposed to feel like you're not doing anything right. You're supposed to give up. You're supposed to back away from what he says. You're supposed to hang your head in shame because you take a stand for the Lord. But instead, you're jumping over walls. Jesus have mercy. Like a stallion, you all, like a stallion. Did you hear what I said? Like a black stallion. How did you leap over that wall that was built to block you? Set up to stop you. Come on. Conspired to block you. It was a conspiracy, but you're leaping. Listen, you all don't know what I'm feeling right now. Help me out now, yo. God, you help me. Jeremiah 9:23. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let them that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. He will animate you. He will enable you. In the midst of your trial, he will empower you. You see, it's just one of those oxymorons, you see. Christians live that kind of contradictory life. They're supposed to look at you and scratch their head. They're supposed to stand and wonder how did you get over? How did you make it? Why are you still standing? Why are you not sitting up in some institution asking for chicken soup? Why? Why are you getting stronger? Why are you waving your hand and praising the Lord? Right now you should be a little embarrassed. Ah, God. You all help me tonight. There's something down in my belly. You hear that, Byron? Philippians 2:12. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed and as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you. You see, he's working in me. Both to what? Will and to do of his good pleasure. This is not McCullough. This is not you. This is God working in you. That's why you strengthen yourself in his word. That's why you strengthen yourself in praise. That's why you come to church and get teaching. Because God works in you. He takes that word and work it out. And what was designed to kill you only made you strong. And what was designed to knock you down only pick you up. What was designed to make you give up, Lord God, you feel like running a little faster. I don't feel. No way is time. They come too far. Colossians 1:11. I'm finished, you all. Being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you might have great endurance, patience, and joyfully. Listen, strengthened with all power according to his glorious might. This is not about me being strong. It's not about me being witty. It's not about me being skillful. It's not about me being cunning. It's not about me being sharp. It's not about me being knowing how to do and how to work it out and who to call and who to whatever. Ain't nobody to call. It's about his might. While you're sleeping, it's working. Lord, have mercy. By the time you get up in the morning, it's full blown. Jesus. Jesus, have mercy. All night long, all night long, all night long. He give his angels charge over you. God. He says that when you keep your mind stayed on him, he has angels standing over you all night long to keep you what? In perfect peace. So David is telling us, this is how I made it. It's how I made it when I was a fugitive, when Saul tried to kill me. This is how I made it when I was in the hills and Nabal cursed me out. This is how I made it. This is how I made it when I was living in foxholes. Didn't have a decent house. This is how I made it. This is how I made it when my wife was separated and I didn't have no wife to be with me. Got married and they took my wife from me. This is how I made it when my own son turned against me, ran me out of my palace, and I was running as a fugitive away from Zion Hills. This is how I made it. This is how I made it when I made a fool of myself, took a man's wife, impregnated her, and killed a man, and almost lost my mind. But I learned one thing. I learned how to praise the Lord. I know how to go through my difficulties. I know how to wait on the Lord. And I was determined to come out on the other side. So at the end of it, he says, and I love when the scripture repeats itself. It means I mean what I'm saying. It means, as Jesus would say, truly, truly. Verily, verily. That means David said, I got it, I got it. And I hope you will get it. So at the end, he repeats himself, wait, I say, on the Lord. Now, what is he doing? He's saying to himself, this is not a one-night thing. You got to wait all the time. Every time something pops up, you got to wait. Every time something comes your way, you got to do the same thing you did in the last situation. In the last situation, this is how you navigated. Another situation comes up. You have to repeat it over and over again. You can't just go. This is what's wrong with us. We feel good. We say hi. We get up when we jump up. We make a great declaration. And we think that a period is at the sentence. No, 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 no. This is forever. This is a lifestyle. Wait on him until he comes back again. It worked last year. It worked when I didn't have a job. It worked when the doors were closed. It worked when I was about to be evicted. It worked when the body was racked with pain. So I know it's going to work now. I don't have any other way to work this. There's no other different way. It's the same way with the same results. Because I'm talking to the same God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So all I got to do is encourage myself in the Lord. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that my labor is not in vain. So stop cursing waiting. We hate that word. There was a time in my life I hated that word. I hated it, hated it. Every time I went up for prayer, somebody said, wait on the Lord. And I hated it. I hated them and I hated the word. Every time something came up, they would say to me, wait on the Lord. But I've learned to love that word. You know why? It has kept me out of trouble. When I wait on the Lord, I don't get in trouble so quickly. It takes a little time, yes. It makes you look like you're on a fool's errand. It makes you look ridiculous. It makes you look as if you've lost your mind, and it gives room for mockery and scorn. That's why we don't like waiting, because we don't want nobody laughing at us. Oh, but at the end of the day, the laughing is over. Oh, come on here. If you could just hang in there a little bit. We feel like we have to explain ourselves, Marilyn. We feel like we have to protect the honor of God. God doesn't need any protection. If he said it, he means it. And if he spoke it, he's going to bring it to pass. I don't have to work up nothing to make it seem good or to make it seem prosperous or to make it seem successful. All I have to do is wait. Just stay in the cut. Just stay in the cut. Just stay in the cut. Endure the mockery. Endure the skepticism. Endure the doubt. Endure the fear. Endure the laughter. Endure the laughter. Endure the laughter. Let them laugh all they want to, but wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Isn't that what he told Moses? Stand still. I know it looked like Pharaoh ain't gonna release you, but stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. If we could only get some thick skin, tell somebody, have courage here, have courage. Let your back get broad. Take the licking, take the licking. Did you hear what I say? Take the licking. I'm talking to somebody. Take the licking. Take the criticism. Take the comments. And the comments are nasty. And the comments are sarcastic. And the comments come to get down in your spirit. It's like they take a nice needle like a surgeon to penetrate your spirit, to make you give up, to make you go home and start doubting what's written in the Bible. Oh, but if your back is broad. Oh, y'all don't hear me tonight. Y'all don't hear me. If you know in whom you believe, and you're persuaded that he's able to keep that which you've committed against that day. If you believe that he's God all by himself, and that there's nothing too hard for him, you don't mind being laughed at. You don't mind being criticized, because you know he's able. See, God, I said he's able. Come on, Nadine, the ando, shake, hey, come on, Sababande, the ando, also. I said he's able to do exceeding and abundant above all that you ask or think by the power, that power, by the power. And here's a little secret. When they laugh and laugh with them. Just look like you're a hyena, you know? Just going to grinning like you ain't got no sense. My mother's favorite saying was, you know, play fool to catch wise. And she knew how to do that very well. She just give that little silly grin on her face. You don't trust that here. Don't trust it. Because she got information that we don't have. Hayabo Sheke, tell your neighbor, I got information about this that you don't have. I heard something that you can't hear. Maya, oh shit. Come on, help me, buddy. I'm so. I got a connection that you didn't get yet. So I don't have to explain this to you, because you wouldn't understand anyway. My energy should be strengthen yourself, strengthen yourself. Encourage yourself, encourage yourself. Sing all day long, sing all day long. Come on, repeat that word all day long. Clap all day long. Holler all day long. Trust all day long. That's what you do. Never mind people's opinion. Stop looking for affirmation. If you have the word, you got everything that you need. Stop looking for people to say it's all right, it's going to work out. Whether they say it or not, it will work out. According to his will and according to his glory. So I've got strength in waiting. Even if I'm just rocking from side to side. Even if it seems like I'm going around in circles. Come on. Even if it seems like I'm not going anywhere. But I'm going someplace with this that most fools are scared to go. Most wise people wouldn't touch it. People who like to control their outcome don't want to have nothing to do with this. People who set things up to make themselves be okay. People who work out their comfort, they got to have what they got to have when they got to have it. And they're not going to suffer, and they're not going down, and they're not going to change their lifestyle, and they're not going to give up their pleasure. So you look like somebody who don't want nothing. Hey, God. Come on, Elisha. What you want, boy? What you want? What I want, you don't want. Why are you walking around with a man that's going to leave here? You're a fool right now. You're on a fool's errand. He said, but I want something that you can't understand. What do you want, Elijah? I want a double portion. Hey, somebody help me praise him in the unseen. You go after what you want, but I'm clear about what I want. Come on, Ruth, entreat me not to leave thee, nor from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. And your people shall be my people. And your God shall be my God. And wherever you're buried, that's where I want to be buried. Come on, girl, you're going somewhere. Come on, put your hands together. I want to hear your praise. Don't feel sorry for me. She looks like a beggar, but she's getting ready to be royalty. The girl getting ready to have somebody that's connected to Jesus' family. This poor, poverty-stricken foreigner became a great-great-grandmother of Jesus Christ. So ladies and gentlemen, click your heels and wait. Raise your hand and wait. Open your mouth and wait. Clap your hands and wait. Sing your song and wait. Be faithful and wait. Study the word and wait. Come on, come on. Be focused and wait. Never mind these fly-by-night people. Stand still and wait. Hold up the promise and wait. Trust in the Lord and wait. And watch you get strength. Strength to overcome, strength to endure, strength to go through, and strength to come out on the other side. I wouldn't trade nothing for my journey. Wouldn't trade it. Wouldn't trade it for silver or gold. Wouldn't trade it.
The riches untold. You are my everything.
Go from the top.
You are.
Love of your life.
You are the hope that I cling to. You mean more than this world to me. Wouldn't trade you for silver or gold.
Wouldn't trade you.
Wouldn't trade.
Time, you are the love of my life.
You are the love of my life. You are the hope that I cling to. You mean more than this world.
Everything tonight, just raise your hand and worship the Lord.
You are the love of my life.
If you want us to pray with you about waiting, come.
You are.
Some of you are waiting, and it's getting a little rough. It's getting a little rough.
You mean more than this world to me. I wouldn't trade you for silver or gold.
Wouldn't trade you.
Amen. 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 As I sit here and just listen to this message, I don't know where you may be at in this position and place and timing in your life right now. But one of the most important things that we need to understand is that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what I've learned, ladies and gentlemen, is that tests and trials come not to make you bitter, but they actually come to make you better. Sometimes they don't always feel comfortable. They're not always the most comfortable thing in the world. They're a tad bit uncomfortable. They're a tad bit mind-blowing sometimes. They're a tad bit overwhelming. They're a tad bit more than we can handle. It stretches us in places that we would not normally be stretched in. It causes us to understand that even though our condition and our situation is not ideal where we want to be, but we have to understand that God has us there for a reason and a purpose. Now, I don't want you to think that you're going through this thing and there is no answer. I don't want you to think that, because anytime God sends you through something, it may not be evident at the time that you're in it. It may not even be evident in the time that you may need that finite answer. It may not even be evident in right now to when you're looking at it. But my grandmother used to say something to me when we were kids, and I used to hear it in the church, and she would always say this, and she would say, you'll understand it better by and by. I'm learning, ladies and gentlemen, that in my journey in this life, that in my by and by, in my waiting upon the Lord, I've learned that wait upon the Lord, and He shall renew your strength. You shall mount up on wings as eagles, and you shall run and not be weary. You shall walk and not faint. There is a place called better. There is a place called overcoming. But you have to be able to stand in You got to be able to stand in the broken pieces. My God, sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, you got to learn that among the broken pieces, God can take those things and He can make it work for your good. And you see, even though you got a piece of the pie, come on, you still got some pie. Come here, let me help you real quick. The same ingredients that was in that last slice that somebody took, come on, that same ingredients is inside that piece that you have. It may not seem like it, because that piece may just be a little bit bigger than yours. That piece may got a little bit more crust on it. That piece may got a few more food in it. But let me help you real quick and give you some real good advice. You can work with what you got. Only thing you got to do is just trust in the Lord. I shared with you all on last week. We talked about how sometimes God closes doors so you can see. Come here and sit down. Give me about 20, 30, 45 seconds of your time. Sometimes God closes doors so He can give you some real good instructions, because see, that door that's been closed behind you, ladies and gentlemen. It's really one of those doors that should have been closed a long time ago, because you've been in that place for too long. You done been right there, Jonah, too long. You come here, come here, come here. You wanted to go one way. God gave you instructions to go one way. God has given you some divine instructions to go one way, but you wanted to go your way. And when you went your way, you found out that your way, come on here, didn't get you where you needed to be. It got you in a place, watch this here, to where you had to struggle. You had to fight your way through. But can I give you some strength today? Can I give you some instructions on this morning? Can I build up your hope, faith on today? Can I give you something this morning that will give you hope, life, and strength? Can I give you something? Come on here. That will give you your push and your drive. See, a closed door, not only is it a blessing, but a closed door is an opportunity. Not only is a closed door a blessing and an opportunity, but a closed door teaches you something. What does it teach you? I'm so glad you asked. You asked some of the best questions on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Watch what it teaches you. It teaches you that God is still in control of your very situation. Hello, lights and walls. I ain't going to give but two or three amens. See, what we have to learn how, God. What we have to learn how to do is sometimes we got to learn how to sit back, sit in the lead, sit in the corner and against the lead, watch God do his business. You got to sit back and sit in your gangster league and just ride this thing out and let God do what he does best and just ride on what God said. Ride on the promises of God, because he said to you that I never leave you or I never forsake you. He said, never have I seen the righteous forsaken. Come here, David, and talk to him. He said, never have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. So in other words, what he's telling me, come here, Joel, even though you lost everything, it seemed like you ain't got nothing left. It seemed like all your friends that turned their back on you, your family that left you for dead, your wife that sat back, and your wife that told you out there and just sat there and turned them back on you too. But watch what God did at the end of the chapter, verse 43. God did something crazy for Job. God said, Job, you lost everything. Yes, Lord, I lost everything. Did you lose everything? Yes, Lord, I lost everything. Did you lose everything, Job? Yes, I lost everything. He said, just because you lost everything and you trusted me throughout the whole process. God, preach this morning, preacher, because you trusted me in your broken and most desolated place. Watch what I'm going to do for you. I'll give you double. God, help me right here. I'm going to give you double for your trouble. Everything Job lost, Job got two of us. Not only did Job get his stuff back, but he got some interest. Come on, preacher. Talk about the interest. When you learn how to wait on God in all the hell, people of God, when you learn how to wait on God when the trials, tribulations, the heartache, the pain, the frustration, the anger, the disbelief, the times when you don't understand why, the times when all you got to see is the negativity, when the time, oh, Lord, when everybody that you thought that you could trust and depend on has walked out of your life, God said, I will show you who I am. I love his response to Moses. Moses said, Lord, you got me up here, and you gave me all these divine instructions. I'm hearing you, and they sound real good. But these folks don't want to know who you are. I'm coming in the name of a person that I don't even know. But you got to give me. Oh, God, do this for me. God, do this for me. Listen, he said, tell me who you are so I can give these people some finite instruction. Give them a name that's attached to it. He told them, tell them that I am. Oh, good God from Zion, that I am. I am that. I am the thing that you need. I am your hope. I am your joy. I am your peace. I am your deliverer. I am your mind regulator. I am your financial breakthrough. I am your healer. I am your deliverer. I'm the one that's going to come in and set the record straight. I am the one that's going to show up on the scene, and I'm going to make everything line up like I am that I am. No matter what it is that you need, I am that. God, I thank you for being the island of the most Amanda, son of the Mokotai. I'm so happy, glad that you are the I am that. I am all that you need. I am all that my. I am that you've been seeking. I am that you've been crying out for. I am that you've been holding on for. I am that you come on, that you've been confessing. I am that. My God, I am the I am that I am, that I am, I am that. Whoever you are, wherever you are, know that God is the I am that I am. The tears, ladies and gentlemen, may be falling from your face, and the heartache and the pain may be just a tad bit more difficult than what you expected. Yeah, they have talked about you. They have talked about your family members. They have talked about your friends. They have talked about your loved ones. They have talked about your husband. They have talked about your wife. They have talked about your job. They have talked about your financial situation. They have talked about your children. They come here and let me help you to your blessed place and give you some divine instructions. They have said all of that they're going to say, but watch the text, ladies and gentlemen. God says, I am that I am. God is also a silencer. Oh, Lord. Not only is he a silencer, not only will he shut the mouth of the naysayers, but he'll make the word that they spoke. God help me right through here. He'll make them understand that what they said was nothing but helping you rise to the occasion. Because the words that they spoke against you, they didn't prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. God help me right through here. Watch this. He didn't say the weapon wasn't going hit his mark. He didn't say that the weapon wasn't going to hurt. He didn't even say the weapon wasn't going to come in and create a little bit of havoc. He said it shall not prosper. God help me. It disrupted some things for a little while. Y'all know how it is. Good God through Zion. Y'all know how it is when y'all have what they call one of them brownouts and the lights trickle off and they'll be off for probably about maybe 30-45 minutes, but they pop back on. You gotta go in and reset some things. You might have to go in and put your password back in. You might have to go and reset the internet. You may have to go back and reset the television. You may have to go back and reset your computer. You may even have to go back and reset your iPhone. But watch what God has shown me in the midst of all of what he said. He said that even though that it came in and disrupted everything, and it caused some stuff, God helped me right in here to be interrupted for a while. But guess what? All it was an interruption. Hello, lights and world. Y'all ever heard that? This is just a test of your Microsoft broadcast system. This is all that shining in your outside. This is all that. Hello, call. This is all that. A test. Don't let this test. God, thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Make you miss God. Don't let this test make you miss the instructions. Don't let this test make you miss what he's saying to you in this hour. It's only a test. Don't think it's strange when fiery trials come against you as some strange thing. It's only for the testing of your face. Now, faith is, see none of our soul. Puran did it even stand out of the Bosatai, Kandiliosu Kutai, Pambato Rati, Sikanda Basayo, Bandan did it in the Kutai, Hushakaran did it Yamasi, Pondo Babasai, Kutai, Sakin did it in Babamoko, Watsatai. This is only a test. This is only a test. It's only a test to effectively make you understand that by faith, we walk by faith and not by sight. This is a test that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen yet. You may not see it now, but there's an evidence. Lord, as an evidence that proves the positive that God will help you through this. I was given some real divine instructions by the Lord one time. I was watching one of my favorite television shows. It's called House. And they were running some tests on a patient. And the first test came back positive, showing that the man had the disease that they thought that he had. And as they began to treat him for the disease that they thought they had, at first the treatment started to work. But then, but then, as they went back to take a look, he said, run the test again. He said, but we ran the test already. He said, run it one more time. He said, because you may have got a false positive. You got to be careful in this test that you're in that you don't run a false positive. God help me right through here. You got to be careful that when you run this race that you're running with patience, because you don't want to get a false positive. You got to be careful how you will treat one another, because in this race, ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to get a false positive. You got to learn how to lean on God when all hell is breaking loose, because you don't want to get a false positive. You got to learn, ladies and gentlemen, how to lean on Jesus in the midst of your storm, because you don't want to get a false positive. You got to learn, ladies and gentlemen, that God is God in the midst of all you're going through, because you don't want to get no false positive. God help me right in here. You got to learn how to lean on God when the tears are rolling, because you don't want to get no false positive. You got to learn how to lean on God, seeking your body and everybody around you, all the doctors and the nurses saying to tell you goodbye. You got to learn how to lean on God so you don't get no false positive. You got to learn how to walk after God's own heart, because you don't want to get no false positive. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. We just got to learn how to walk and who he is and not get a false positive. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all, we can ask, see. Yes, it is a difficult place. Yes, it is. It's difficult. It's complex. Yes, it hurts, ladies and gentlemen. It hurts. It hurts. It hurts. It hurts. It hurts. It hurts. My God, It hurts. God, it hurts, but I'm learning, God, that it is in you I live, and it is in you I breathe. They can say whatever they want, they can do whatever they want, but I am learning, God, that it's in you I live. I don't have nothing else, God. I only think I got is you. I can't depend on the world. I can't depend on others. I gotta just, it all ends in you. It begins in you. The middle is you. It's all you, God. I cannot do this on my own. I need you, God. I need you. Lord, I need you. I need you. I need you, God. I need you. 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 The old sing a song, say, I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour. I can't sing. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. Father, we come to you today. But we need you. We need you more than we ever needed you before. God, we are so weakened without you. We're in a place of turmoil, heartache, and pain without you. But we learn how to trust in you. And it is in you we live, it's in you we breathe, it's in you we have our being, Father. We cannot do anything without you. So we magnify you today, God. In every shape, form, and fashion, we magnify you. For you are God, and you are God all by yourself. And beside you, Father, there is no other. So we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We glorify you, we magnify you, and we edify you today. For it is you, God, and you alone, that we magnify and glorify this day. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen.
Oh, ha! EC! So, baby mama.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right my world needs you right now.
Show me your face, fill up this space, my world needs you right now, my world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid, fill me with you right now, my world needs you right now.
Power fall down, bring with it a sound that points us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now, fix what I see, and God, please fix me. Let us see you right now. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face.
Oh,
fill up this space. My world needs you.
That's why I'm not ashamed to say.
And you are welcome in, you're welcome.
Donna Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers, featuring that girl, Leandria Johnson.
Listen, when a person becomes a believer, their spirit is made right. But sometimes the heart rim, the soul rim, the mind rim is a little slow getting the message, because life has left a hole in it due to molestation, low self-esteem, abuse. But I came to tell you that God has come to heal the hole in your soul. My sister Leandria is going to help me with this story. Take your time, sister. Sing it for somebody.
Deliver me.
Rescue me from myself.
All I seem to do is hurt me.
Anybody overthink a lot? Overthink a lot. That hurts you.
Hurt me.
That's right. Now let's take it up and cry out. Say. Yes, sir.
Deliver me.
Take your time.
Cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
Anybody out there got that message?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hurt me.
We should be finishing it, but I need you to just say it one more time.
Yeah.
Background. Uh-huh. Say it again. Hold up. Uh-huh. Rescue me from myself, from my overthinking. That's right. Uh-huh. Now let's take it up, choir. Let's take it up. We're singing this for somebody. Get down on your knees and just say, if my people who are called by my name would just sometimes get back down on your knees and pray and say, oh, this, anybody got it? Do I have a witness out there? Anybody need deliverance from yourself, from your overthinking? All right, this is it. I'm going to let you take it out, Leandria. Go ahead and talk. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes we got to get on our knees and just say, God, rescue me from myself. The best is still yet to come for you. This is your exodus starting right now at this very moment. This is it. This is it. One more time, choir. One more time.
This is, take it up there. This is, if you know it, here we go. This is. Gentlemen, please, please show some love for Donald Lawrence, the Tri-City singer, and this gift right here, Miss LeAndrea Johnson. Thank you, brother. Thank you for coming.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and partnering up with us on this morning on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, our testimony and Testimony Tuesday. And listen, guys, remember, that number to share is 563-999-3628. Press 1 for prayer, or just to share your testimony, or if you guys just want to come on in and just be a part of the broadcast. That is a live broadcast. This is not Memorex, as they say back in the day. This is live. This is not Memorex. This is a live broadcast. And we'd love to have you guys come on board and come in and be a part of what God is doing in this time and in this hour with us here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We thank all of our great countries that are listening in and partnering up with us to be a part of what God is doing right now. We love you so very much. We appreciate you for you. We thank you for you. We thank you for what God is doing in you and in this time and in this hour. It is just amazing how God is opening up doors and showing his favor and showing his great love toward us in this time. And we're just grateful. We're just grateful. Amen. Amen. This is a portion of the broadcast where we come to where we do our overcomer scripture and our overcomer's prayer. And in that, this is what we call the old church or what the seasoned saints would say. They call these are the doors of the church is open. So this is our opportunity right now that those of you all who are lost in your walk in Christ, those of you all, even those who have fallen away. The Bible uses it as a backslider. They say the word is a backslider, but we just like to say maybe you've lost your way. You stumbled off the path. We want to open up that opportunity for you too as well. So what we're going to do, we're going to invite you in simply by sharing a passage of scripture with you and a prayer. And when we share that passage of scripture and prayer with you, we ask that you, those of you all who would like to give your life to Christ, please step right on in and do so. Give your life to Christ on this morning. Give your life to Christ. Let God know that, listen, I am here and I need you to do what you do best, and that is be God and be big in my life. Amen? Amen. So here in that same breath and that same tone, let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for these that are under the sound of our voice on this morning. Father, the scripture that we read on this morning is Romans 10:9, and it just simply says that if you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. We're extending that opportunity to them now, God. God, as we spoke that scripture, Lord, God, our prayer is, God, that they received you, that they lifted up their hands and said, I am going to walk after Christ, and I will be walking after Christ. Amen. And we thank God for that opportunity, Father God, to speak that over their lives. And we ask that you continue to strengthen them and pull them in, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we pray whatever the condition or circumstance that they may be dealing with, Father, that you're opening up a way right now. God, you said that there's no temptation known unto man that has not yet you have not made an escape for. So God, whatever it is they may be troubled, they may be dealing with, maybe it be something from the past. Father God, maybe it may be a drug addiction. It may be pornography, Father God. It may be homosexuality. It may be lesbianism, God. It may be something that they've done in their past that they feel like they cannot be forgiven for. God, you have made a way of an escape. You have made a door for them to walk out of. So, Father, we extend that to them now and say, come, 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 all ye who are heavy laden and burdened. God says he will give you rest. He said, come, sit at my feet. So we extend to that till you had opportunity to come and sit at the Lord's feet on this morning to receive from him that you need to be strengthened and empowered and given the grace to continue in the fight. We pray today that something is said or done in this prayer that you are pulled in and that you're strengthened. Now, there are those that are under the sound of my voice right now. You may be in a place right now to where you have not received, you're not ready to walk into that place. Our prayer this morning, our sincere and heartfelt prayer on this morning is that you will receive Christ for yourself, that you will receive him for yourself, that you will walk in that newness of who he is and receive him for who he is, and that is the Christ, and that all things are working together for your good. He's giving you the understanding and wisdom and knowledge that he is able to do just what he said he's going to do in your life. And Father, we pray that you would give them, God, grace to see that day. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Father, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Now, those of you all who would like to sow wound this morning, you can do so by going to one of three great ways that the internet and the world has created, this technological world that we live in has created, and we thank God for that. You can do so by going to your Cash App, and that is $WGC2020. Again, that's $WGC2020. You can also go to your PayPal, and that's paypal.me/worldwidegc. Again, that's paypal.me/worldwidegc. And you also have your Zelle, which you can go into your Zelle. And the Zelle is, the phone number that's attached to it is 832-816-7997. That number again is 832-816-7997. You could send your contributional gifts to us through that way. And we've already shared with you that when you sow into us, we sow into others. And as you sow into us, others, this is how you receive a harvest from a field that you did not plant in. Because when we sow into other ministries and to other people's lives, then when they take that and they sow into that person and they sow on and so on and so on, this is how you reap a harvest from a field that you did not plant in. Amen. Amen. So God bless you. We thank you so very much for all that you do and for your continual support and continued being a part of what we do here. We love you very much and we appreciate you. Thank you, guys. You guys have a fantastic day. And we look forward to you guys being a part of what we're doing here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Thank you. God bless you.
In spite of my life, He still has a plan for me, and it's working for my good, and it's building my testimony. In spite of the storm and rain,
in spite of the storm and rain,
heartache and pain,
I'm still alive,
declaring that I made it through.
I didn't lose,
experience loss,
and
a major cost,
but I never lost.
Anybody in here have that testimony?